sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Bon, mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, épisode 200, épisode 200, no, excusez, épisode 200, hating your own podcast. But I want to emphasize the part of episode 200. All right, okay. This ain't about critics, not about gimmicks, not about the greatest. It's always been about love and hate. Now let me tell you, let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk. I hate the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's gonna be direct. We hate the bitches you fuck because they confuse themselves with real women. And notice I said we. It's not just me. I'm what the culture's feeling. I'm what the culture's feeling.
Message.
All right. Did I mention it was episode 200? All right. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay. Welcome. Bienvenue. Au 200th episode of Shut Up Podcast, I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lebanon. Okay, before I continue with the 200th episode of Shut Up Podcast, I still want to continue the tradition of informing you new listeners that this podcast is a safe space for my thought. And it's protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red black, and the red blue.
Rouge et bleu
up in this bitch. Rouge et bleu up in this bitch. Rouge et bleu, rouge et bleu, rouge et rouge et rouge et bleu. All right, okay. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question,
are you an outcast?
Are you? This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on September 4th, 2024. I can't pronounce the year. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast might not be for you. All right, okay. Okay, this is what I usually do. Usually on a traditional, previously how I would do it is I would welcome, well, I would celebrate all your returning listeners and acknowledge you new listeners. Kind of like church. You know what I mean? We point you out and we get you to stand up and you tell us, how the fuck did you shout out to you? How did you find our church? And are you working for the feds? You know what I mean? You never been to the church and they frisk you out. They want to fill you out. And anyway, whatever. This is kind of like how I do it. But like I mentioned, this is the 200th episode of Shut Up Podcast. Yay! And so I'm going to do things a little different. A little different, just a little bit different, just okay, slightly. So usually what would happen is I would, for the intro, actually, I'm okay. Usually I would break down, would explain new listeners how I break down my episodes into three parts, the intro, the news and random thoughts, and then final thoughts. And then I use the intro as an opportunity to share some quotes. So the one tradition I will stick to is sharing quotes. But I'm just letting you know that I'm just doing a little things a little bit different simply because it's my 200th episode. Yay! Yeah, you know what I mean? All right. And also it's my goddamn podcast. My goddamn, you know what I mean? I do what I want. I do what I feel like. All right, okay. And so like I said, yeah. So for today's episode, we're just going to stick to, I'm just going to be beating off my own dick. Okay, that came out wrong. I'm going to be celebrating this milestone. I'll talk about my journey, and I'm going to end, and I will continue. I will end the final thought on what the fuck was I thinking with the title, Hating Your Own Podcast. Did I mention that in the title? And whatever. Okay. So, yeah. So let me start off with two quotes that will relate to this entire episode. The first one goes, "You never change your life until you step out of your comfort zone. Changes begin at the end of your comfort zone." Roy T. Bennett. Second one goes, "If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." Maya Angelou, RIP. All right, okay. Like I said, I'm reading my notes here as I'm reflecting here. But I already did the whole 200 episode thing part. And it's okay. Yeah, I figured I'm just gonna, okay, it's gonna be a shorter episode. Shorter than usual episode. I figured I would take the time to reflect on this milestone. Now, okay. Let me give you my little biography here. Is what came first? Did I do comedy? Yeah, I did comedy, and then I got into podcasting. And it's been an interesting journey. Okay, my first podcast was Shut Up Podcast. And it was initially called, it's funny because I had a partner, I had someone I was podcasting with, and it was initially called, and I credit Homeboy for this, for the title, and he goes, we just need to shut the hell up. And we were just going to talk shit. And then things didn't work out with this particular individual. Creative differences, all right? I was Rakim, he was Dr. Dre. No, I was Dr. Dre, he was Rakim. Creative differences, end period, stop, all right? Then I found another podcast host, and Dubious. Y'all know, you guys remember the name Dubious? Or anyways, for those of you who have been since the Old Testament edition of Shut Up Podcast. So my first podcast was Shut Up Podcast, but I call that era of Shut Up Podcast the Old Testament era. Now you're in the New Testament era of Shut Up Podcast. Now, but between the Old and the New Testament, I was podcasting with someone else. And, that went on for a while, picked up a few skills, and then I ended up going my own direction. You know, we ended up going my own direction. Actually, what really happened is, I was like, had given up on life. I was done with podcasting. I just stopped podcasting. Whatever. All the above. It just didn't work out. Stopped comedy. Oh, man. You know what happened? 2020 happened. George Floyd 2020 happened. And then I never thought I would get back into podcasting. Next thing you know, I take a trip to the therapist because, you know, a lot of weird thoughts was going through my mind. A lot of them involved jumping off a bridge, and if you live in the city of Ottawa, we don't really have high bridges like that. So, suicide would have been painful. That's what I'm trying to say. There was a high probability any attempts at suicide would just end in me in a hospital, paralyzed, and being like, "Fuck you, really? Fuck you thought your life was bad then? Look at you now, dummy." Anyway, yeah. So, going to therapy, and I still remember the conversation when I think I got back into Was it 2022 or 2021? I remember I'm talking about the year I got back into podcasting. The reason I'm thinking of the year is because, yes, I remember I started the new year and my therapist was like, can you picture yourself? Picture yourself putting out episode one of your podcast. I was like, hell no. God damn, hell no. Out of all the things that's going to happen this year, one of them won't be podcasting. Anyways, fast forward to June of that same year, episode one is out. And I remember titling episode one, of Shut Up Podcast, New Testament Edition. And the first episode was called Straight Outta Therapy, which could have translated to Jesus resurrection. I could have called this episode one could have been resurrection, reincarnation, or some shit like that. My point is rebirth. I also called my episode one a manifesto. It was also a reflection how I was going through bad things, and that instead of shooting up a place, I just shot up the world with some podcast episodes. I feel very clever saying that. Anyway, so yeah, now I'm here, man. Now, from one episode to finally 200 episodes. The reason why 200 is a big deal for me is because it's the most episodes I've put out more episodes in the new edition than I did in the Old Testament. So it would be like if this shit was a Bible, the New Testament would have more pages than the Old Testament. Go figure. You know that analogy is not the same. That doesn't make sense because they stopped writing the Testament after homie died, right? Right. Okay. Whatever. All right, so, here we are, man. Episode 200. And, I had taken a break from episode 199 and 200 because I knew I wanted to do something big. And by big, I meant, I'm exaggerating. I wanted to take some time to change the way my podcast is hosted. At the moment, what I've been doing, which I found out was apparently old school way of doing things, is I've been using a web host to host my podcast, so my website and all my episodes, only to find out that there are companies who actually dedicate themselves to hosting podcasts, podcast platforms, whatever. It happens, man. It's like, the signs were around, but I was just ignoring them. Sometimes it's so easy to just get caught up in the way of doing things that you close your mind, you close your eyes to better ways, better ways of doing things, better technology. Like I'm in technology right now, and I remember when I graduated, web technology, web application programming was the latest shit. It's like going to a website and, oh my God, I can do a search for, I'm trying to remember what was the latest, greatest technology. I mean, before MySpace, like you go, oh my God, I put in my information. It gives me my address. You know, it's really simple web pages. Like, so that was the latest and greatest technology. And that's all I've been doing, only to find out that these kids are now doing cloud technology, AI and shit like that. There's technology out there that could do what I can. My point is, it's so easy, especially when you get older, to get caught up in the way you've been doing things and ignoring that there are better ways to do things. That's the lesson learned. Okay, what's that? Whatever. Okay, so here we are. And so what I was hoping for episode 200 is I was going to migrate to the new platform, only to find out that it's not that simple. It's not that simple. Step one is you got to do some research. Step two is I had to resist the urge to do an impulse purchase. Sometimes I buy things on it and then it's a catch 22. Either I procrastinate or I do it on impulse. But this time I was able to like take a deep breath, look at some options, and more importantly, figure out what I needed. And what I want in a host is something that will allow me to, again, I'm at episode 200. Yay! Folks, celebrate your milestones. That's what this episode's all about, celebrating your own milestones. All right. So, yeah, episode 200. And my thinking is I'm going to archive. I haven't decided how many, but for the sake of conversation, I'm going to probably archive the first 100 episodes or something. And so it'll still be available, but it'll only be available to Patreon users. Something like that. Because I got to figure out how to make Patreon more attractive or some value added. I like not, when I say Patreon user, premium users, that's what I mean to say. Yeah. I'm also, I do have intentions of having a, going video, doing a YouTube, I think it was the last episode, I talked about how, this girl, okay, I'm going to be very vague on the details to make me look cooler than I am. But if people who've heard the previous episode know what actually happened, but so, this girl, she was at my house. And she saw the equipment on my desk, and her question was, "What do you do?" And I was like, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize she was talking about the equipment. And I was like, you know, I fondle computers all day. I work in the public sector. And she goes, no, I'm talking about all the equipment. What's that all about? And I'm like, oh, I podcast. And this chick is like, what's a podcast? And then she goes, you know, you should be, I thought you'd be like, you know, on YouTube, TikTok, or Twitch, and all that shit. And I'm like, damn, homegirl, you got a point. So, yeah. Where was I going with that? Yeah, that's a few. I think that's going to be part of the premium package. When I decide to put out some videos, that's going to be behind the paywall. Again, I haven't figured that. I'm thinking out loud. I like to think. I'm thinking out loud, so that's where we're at right now. All right? Okay. Let me make sure I... This episode is so important to me that I made sure. Oh, right. Okay. While I was doing all this research, I had a discussion that, I'm a avid, frequent visitor of the podcasting, subreddit. And, someone asked a question about, hey, I'm thinking of doing a solo podcast, doing by myself. And a lot of people, you know, that's why, like, you get a lot of people are giving you good advice. And this one person, let me bring it up, because I did not come up this thing by myself. I think the first person to reply said, I was inspired by the first reply. The person said, first, let me read the title of the initial post. It goes, would solo podcasting be a bad idea? And the top comment, which I even appreciated and was inspired by, he goes, I've been talking to myself with a microphone for 9 years. Go for it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam, sir, or madam, whatever. I really appreciated him saying that, that person saying that. And I replied with, because I love my old answer. Again, I'm celebrating myself. I said, holy shit. Let me scroll down. Holy fuck. Okay. I didn't realize how at the bottom. A lot of people responded to this thing. Okay. All right. Bear with me, man. I usually... There we go. It goes, all right. Good for me. 2 likes. Okay. It goes, I said, I decided to go solo after realizing I was hiding behind my co-host like my past co-host, like a boy who gets a friend to tell a girl he likes her. I thought that shit was clever. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, when I think about the unpleasant, or when I think about my co-hosting experiences, which I'll leave it as, they were all learning experiences, right? I learned a lot from it. They weren't great, but I did get something out of it. And I'm realizing if I listed out everything that was wrong with them, specifically looking at myself, I would admit that I was always behind my I was always hiding behind him. Like again, so the audience was the girl that I'm trying to bang, and I'd be like, yo, tell her I got a car, tell her I got a job. I'd be like, tell yourself. Okay. Then I resented them for not telling them what I wanted them to tell, whatever. But it made me realize that I had the word is codependent relationship with my co-host. Like I relied on them because I was too scared to put myself out there. So let me continue what I said. I said, podcasting solo has been an exercise in putting myself out there. Another aspect of podcasting alone I'm enjoying is how, and I underline this, how I've been getting to know myself better. And if the day comes, be better at figuring out what I want and need in a co-host. In a way, podcasting by myself has been like being single. It's a learning experience. It's I'm getting comfortable with who I am. I'm learning a lot. It's been a journey into figuring out it's been a journey, point blank, an uninterrupted journey, so to speak, into getting to know the self. And the reason I share this with you is because the person responded with, the person replied, goes, right on. And it sparked, it seemed to have sparked a curiosity I've always wanted to spark whenever I put up, it sparked a curiosity in the reader, in the person, the original poster, and he said, I would love to check out your podcast. And after I read that, I'm like, it made me feel like, damn, B, you're onto something. You're really onto, you might be onto something. Which finally, and this would be the final thought, by the way, which finally brings me to what the fuck I was thinking with this title. Confession. It's confession time, man. I was thinking of titling this episode, I Hate My Goddamn Podcast. And it's more, and I'm reflecting on every time I've hit publish, every time I've hit record, every time I've hit publish, and there was this negative feeling inside going, yeah, you fucked up. Nah, man, turn that off. And it's a feeling of hatred for my own product. And yet, I keep doing it. So yeah, I'm admitting to you that every time I've put out an episode, it's very rare. Like when I listen to my own podcast, I fucking get mad. I hate it. I hate the way that you talk, the way that you walk, hate the way that you dress. And it made me realize episode 200, that's the journey. This is where I'm starting. Like this is me meaning where I'm at. The journey is the reason I can easily tell you how I hate my podcast is because I'm a creative person, but I've never really liked anything I've created. I've always relied on people, someone else to be on the outside and be like, that's good. And I would use that compliment, that validation from them to silence my voice and be like, well, it must be good. Someone else likes it. And I'm realizing, and I've learned, again, journey into learning, that's not how shit works. You're the one who's got to be like, oh, fuck it, calm down, B. I'm realizing I was about to preach. But I'm realizing that I'm the one who's got to be like, yo, this is some certified gold. I'm amazed that I think about all my some of my favorite rappers. I say favorite rappers, but rappers I enjoy. But like, not just Tupac, but okay, I'm gonna focus on like the Kanye West, the Jay-Z's, every rapper who have some way somehow admitted that, admitted that, yo, at the beginning, I was nervous about this shit. or were very creative. Like Kanye, for example. Kanye, when his shit came out, it was creative as fuck. It came out in a period where I thought I had forgotten that hip hop could be creative. Like, in that, holy shit. Yeah, things go in cycle. There was a period in hip hop where everyone was just a copy of everyone else. Then when Kanye came out, I remember my first instinct is going, because I was so used at that time being like, oh, okay. I was so used thinking, oh, this person is an imitation, or this thing is like, this style is like this rapper and stuff like that. So I remember when I first heard Kanye's first album, College Dropout, and telling myself and wondering, wait, this guy doesn't compare to anyone. And then it hit me. I'm like, wow, this shit is original. And it's this idea of Kanye introducing originality to hip hop. That was a big, basically, he did something creative. He created something and he had the courage to put it out in the world. I've never known that kind of like confidence. Jay-Z, his style was kind of somewhat unique. Sure, maybe there's some rappers that he what's the word? Imitated, not Biggie, but I mean like maybe he, like, I don't know who was his, I don't know who his inspirations were. But still, when I think about the way he rhymed, that shit was original. Naughty by Nature was original. Anyways, yeah, because he used to put words together so much. Actually, hip hop as a whole was original. Okay, fuck what you heard. A lot of these rappers talk about, like, you know, nobody can rap quite like, it's all about ego and being ego boost, basically being like Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. But deep down inside, they started with, I don't know, man. Radio don't play this shit. Like, there was something that, like, what I'm saying is, they didn't rely on, I was going to say, they believed in themselves. I'm giving you this long ass setup, and this is the holy point. The only point that I'm making is this whole concept of believing in yourself. That shit is foreign to me. And what I'm hoping from episode 200, my journey is, I'm hoping to develop this whole sense of belief in self. So what I ended up doing is I'm not saying it's the journey, but I am trying to picture myself one day recording an episode, hitting publish and going, oh, I'm a Rockies nigga with this shit. I guess the closest I've ever come to feeling like that was when I do comedy. I remember, yeah, when I used to do comedy, I'm gonna get back into it. I'm not vowing, but I'm gonna get back into it. I just don't know how. Okay, I'm gonna get back into it. Period. But I remember that moment when I was doing comedy, and I know I'm lined up to go on the show, whatever, to go on stage, and I'm nervous as fuck because, again, I don't believe in myself. My mind is telling me all kinds of shit. You're going to suck. Front row is going to tell you you suck. Second row is going to tell you suck. The people sitting in the third row, the bartender, all the comics, all your homeboys, all the people you think are your homeboys and homegirl in the comedy room are going to tell you you suck. The promoter's going to kick you out and call you you know, my mind is like my biggest enemy. Before the show. And the only time it silenced itself was when the MC, and it helps when the MC is someone you're cool with, brings you onto the stage. Says, your next comic is blah, 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 blah. Please give it up. And then especially when they say shit like, for my friend, or shit like that, or my home, you know, whatever like that. Give it up for this next nigga who I never met before. Beat, blah. As soon as they said that name, I just walk towards that stage. It's like, I'm still nervous, but it's like, I'm walking in slow motion, but it's like I feel like Neo in the Matrix. The nervousness is just like code, and I'm still walking towards that shit. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's not confidence. I'm not telling myself I'm gonna rock them, but there's something that tells me I don't give a fuck what you feel right now. Your ass is getting on that stage. And then I bombed. I'm kidding, but sometimes it happens. But I'm saying, I think I'm trying to say I would love to, once I hit publish, feel that. I don't know. I still feel that feeling. It came to me like a song I wrote. I'm saying I'm dreaming of a day. No, not dream of it. I'm allowing myself to imagine. Now, I'm not saying it's the destination. It is. But I'm saying, before I tell myself it's a destination, right now I'm using the power of visualization and picturing a day where I hit publish. And there's a part in me that says, yo, fuck, I'm going to rock them niggas with this shit. This is going to change the world. I'm like Kanye releasing College Dropout. I'm like Nas at the beginning of New York State of Mind going, I don't know how to start this shit. Liar. I'm Jay-Z releasing Reasonable Doubt. I'm Biggie releasing Ready to Die. I'm Tupac on stage. Oh, this is my favorite part. Releasing Keep Your Head Up. And he's surrounded by people saying, wait, what the fuck? Keep your head up, man. Come on, man. What the fuck? What's this soft, sensitive shit? Do you know what I mean? I'm Jay-Z and Nas coming together and say, you know what? Let's squash this beef. But people are going to call us bitches. Fuck it. I'm Kendrick going, I'm going to end this dude's career. But you're going against Drake? I mean, Kendrick, you're good, but not that good. You know what? No. You know what? No. I'm Drake in a booth. I feel like that dude has in a recording booth. Okay, well, coming into, okay, bad example. Oh my god. J. Cole. Now I'm trying to remember all the rappers that, no, fuck that. I'm going to go with my top five. I was going to say Ice Cube, but I'm kind of pissed at Ice Cube right now. My top five, KRS-One. Did I really forget? It's Tupac, Nas, KRS-One. Who's missing? Tupac, Nas, KRS-One. Oh, Jay-Z. And I say Jay-Z because it, I get a 2-for-1 package because it also includes Biggie. And Ice Cube's on the list. But, you know, like I said, I'm pissed at them. So, yeah, I'm picturing myself one day. I'm going to hit that publish button. Or I'm going to replay it and say, yo, Derry, that's the episode. I'm also picturing a day. I'm also imagining a moment where I look in the mirror and I'm not saying fuck or fuck. Shout out to Shalom Oslaner. If you don't know who that is, Google it. He wrote a book called Fa. And I've been learning a lot about self-loathing, the art of self-loathing through that guy. But yeah, that's the thing, man. That's the journey, gang. That is the journey. Right now, today is episode number 200 saying hating your own podcast. I don't know if there'll be an episode where I say, I love my goddamn podcast. I mean, but okay, with all fairness, right? Because I wouldn't, if I truly hated this podcast, I wouldn't be doing it. So I will admit, I will confess that the one thing I do love about this podcast is how it's constantly evolving, how it gives me something to do, how it, my phone was buzzing. Might be one of my hoes. Yeah. It gives me something to do. And it allows me to be creative. It's an outlet for my creativity. Like, I was at work thinking about how I need to find a host and things like that. And I couldn't wait to leave work to work on my podcast. It's like, I talk about it. It's like a passion comes out. So yeah, that's where it is. It's a journey. It's an exercise. I'm enjoying it. Regardless of how. Okay, you know how it is? It's exactly like, I remember when I was doing comedy, and there were certain comedians who would go on stage, first started out, open mic, and I was like, fuck, you have the audacity to think that you're funny? Like, they sucked. They weren't that great. But I still found that I could learn from them, like, how they handled not getting resounding laughs. Now, next thing you know, fast forward, I would see the same comedian 6 months, 8 months, a year later, and they're fucking killing it. And I could tell that they were enjoying the journey. They love being on stage. Every comedian is like fucking, you know, got self-esteem issues, looking for validation. But I could tell that they were constantly like, every opportunity I get to go on that stage, I get to be on that stage is an opportunity to be better than the last time I was on stage. Because they must have liked it. There's something they must enjoy, because by the 8 month, they were like, yeah, they were killing it. And I feel this is what this podcast is for me. Now, I'm looking at the time. I want to end. I'm not going to do an hour talking about beating my own dick. There's this exercise my therapist gave me to do. It's called the Socratic Questions. And it goes, thoughts to be questioned. Basically, it's challenging your thinking. Now, challenge your thinking. And the thought I was going to question was, you suck. or you can't create anything that's, I don't know. The point is, I was going to challenge the idea that I can't create something that someone else would enjoy. Part of this self-hatred for my is also based on the idea that be black, you suck. Anything that comes out of you, including shit, sucks. So I'm fighting that. And one of my favorite questions is, what evidence do you have that you suck? And that's when you're like, Yeah, I was gonna do it I'm not gonna do it on the episode, A, because it's gonna be long, and two, hit my 35 minute mark. And again, this whole episode was just to celebrate the fact that I made it to episode 200. Yay! And also, I didn't want to go too many days without recording. See, again, like I said, initially I wanted to be on the new host, but that might take a bit more longer to do. On a new podcast host, but I needed to put an episode out there, and also it's my goddamn podcast. Did I mention my goddamn podcast? All right, okay. With that said, this concludes today's episode 200 of Shut Up Podcast. This is Juju Baby. I should have drank something. Yeah, you know what? Keep it sober. Here's hoping to 200 more. And here's hoping to being closer to being the kind of person who can stand for their own art and doesn't need other people to give them, to be like, hey, your shit's okay. Oh, thank you. You know, looking for small compliments to feel good about them, but feel good about himself. Yeah, toast. Toast to the future. Toast to a brighter future. All right. Hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I record. Enjoyed recording it. As always, shutuppodcast.com is the URL. It's where you can find me on these internet streets. You can also email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Oh, you know what I found out? Another reason why you should go to, why people go to platform, podcast host platform is because they take care, like fucking record labels, they take care of making sure you're listed everywhere on all the directories. I was like, how the fuck am I gonna do that myself? And it's so funny, the solution was right in front of me, but I was just ignoring it. But yeah, so all this to say, I won't have to tell you about, hey, if you can't find me on your favorite podcatcher. Just go to the website and use the RSS feed that's on the website. I don't have to tell you that anymore. They'll handle all that shit. But again, here's hoping I get this whole thing done by the next episode. All right. Thank you for listening. Seriously. Episode 200. Yay! And as always, please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.